Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Elsie, I know that you love to read, but I don't actually know what you like to read. Can you tell me?
Oh, actually, I like to read mystery novels.
Okay.
I can finish a mystery novel in 3 days.
Okay, that's pretty quick if you're a busy person.
Yeah. What about you? What do you like to read?
I like to read fiction books, mm-hmm. but I'll basically read anything as long as it looks like it has an interesting story mm-hmm. or if it's about something that happened in history or something like that. So I actually have lots and lots and lots of books at my house.
Good. Mm-hmm. So you actually buy the books, right?
Usually, yeah. I have just realized that you can get a lot of English books at the libraries here in Taiwan. So
true.
I might start doing that once I read all the books in my house. What about you?
Actually, I want to tell you, there is a new way of reading that we want to introduce to our students today.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay, well, as you can probably guess, today's article is kind of about reading, mm-hmm. but not just reading normal books.
That's right. Today's mm-hmm. article is about webtoons, mm-hmm. which are read by millions of people these days.
That's right. Let's find out more about them right now.
Reading.
Welcome to the world of webtoons. The rise of the internet has meant that traditional forms of media have been going out of fashion. It has even shaken up the comic book industry. These days, online comic strips, particularly South Korea's webtoons, are getting all the attention.Webtoons' origins can be traced back to the 1940s and 1950s, when South Korea's manhwa, or comics industry, grew more popular. Back then, artists mainly drew short comics about war and the government. However, in 1961, General Park Chung-hee took over the government and strictly censored the media.This lasted until 1979. After that, manhwa artists were free to express themselves again. In the early 2000s, manhwa moved online, and the webtoons popular today were born. Two Korean websites, Dom and Naver, lead the pack with webtoons. They allow anyone to publish them,and readers decide if the webtoons are good or bad. Webtoon artists can make money this way with advertisements or by making their webtoons pay to read.
Okay, so our article starts out today by saying the rise of the internet has meant that traditional forms of media have been going out of fashion. Now, media here is a plural noun for medium, spelled M-E-D-I-U-M, medium. And as a noun, a medium is a method of communicating with large groups of people, especially at once or at one time.So some examples of media, remember that's the plural form, are television, radio, newspapers, advertisements, that sort of thing. Now, all of these get messages or information to large groups of people. As an example, we could say, Pauline prefers online media to printed media as she can access it more easily.
Media 这个字呢是媒介、媒体，不过注意哦，它是一个复数形。那单数要怎么说呢？单数是 medium. And what does go out of fashion mean?
Good question. We also saw that phrase in our sentence. So the phrase be out of fashion or go out of fashion means to be or become not popular anymore. Now, this often happens with clothing, for example, but it can happen with music styles and lots of other things too. For example, we could say, Anthony just got his hair cut, but I'm afraid to tell him that the style he chose is out of fashion now. So it's not really popular anymore.
Right. fashion 这个名词呢是流行的事物。那 be or go out of fashion 就是退流行或是落伍的意思。Can we also say be or go out of date?
Yes, it means the same thing.
也是退流行的意思。那今天文章开头告诉我们啊，网络的崛起呢，代表传统的阅读媒介已经落伍了。我们在这个句子里头呢看到 has been going out of fashion, 它是一个现在完成进行式。那句型呢是主词加上 have or has, 加上 been, B-E-E-N, 最后再加上一个动名词。那我们以前学过现在完成时是 have or has, 加上过去分词。表示过去就开始到目前为止已经完成的动作。它是强调动作的结果。那现在完成进行式呢则是强调动作的持续性。所以当一件事情啊由过去进行到现在而且还会继续进行下去或者是一件事由过去到现在一直持续不断的在进行我们都会用现在完成进行式来表达。给同学们一个例句哦。My older brother has been watching TV for 5 hours. I don't know when he's going to stop. 我们这句用现在完成进行式来代表。意思是呢，哥哥看电视看了5个小时，而且在讲话的当下，他还在看，讲完之后，他还会继续看下去。
Okay, so recently, the traditional media, like print media and stuff, has kind of been going out of fashion, and that's not, newspapers and magazines aren't the only things that have been affected. It says here in the article, it has even shaken up the comic book industry. Now, we used a cute little phrase in there. To shake something up means to make changes to the way something is run or organized.
So, to shake up 代表的是改组或是整顿。那网络的崛起呢，也重整了漫画产业。It has made changes in the comic book industry.
That's right. Now, here it says, these days, online comic strips...particularly South Korea's webtoons, are getting all the attention. Now, we use the noun attention in that sentence. Here, attention is the interest that people show in something. So what we're saying in the article is that people are becoming more and more interested in webtoons instead of traditional comic books, so they're paying a lot of attention to them. Here's an example sentence.Dorothy was surprised about how much attention the royal wedding received last May. Did you pay attention to it?
Yes,
me too, a little
bit. Not that much.
Okay, me too.
Attention 这个字呢是名词关注。那我们文章说 to get all the attention 代表是得到所有的关注。所以近来啊网络连环漫画特别是南韩的 webtoons 也就是网络漫画受到所有人的关注那 webtoon 这个字呢是 web W-E-B 网络加上 cartoon 卡通组成的
Okay, so now we know where the word came from、
yeah.
web and cartoons Okay, so let's find out about more about、how webtoons started So it says here in the articleWebtoons' origins can be traced back to the 1940s and 1950s, when South Korea's manhwa, or comics industry, grew more popular. Okay, so kind of goes back a few decades、
yeah.
here, and we're looking at origin or origins. We often see this noun in a plural.Okay, so the origin of something is the place or time when that thing first started to exist, or the very first version of something started to exist. So in this case, there were no webtoons in the 1940s and 1950s because there was no web, so we didn't really see webtoons back then, but cartoons did start to exist back then in South Korea, which is where webtoons have come from. So they started as cartoons and then moved on to the web. Here's an example. Can you tell me about the origin of this toy? I'm interested in its history.
Origin 这个名词呢是起源。那文章说到啊，网漫的起源呢 can be traced back to the 1940s and 1950s.
That's good. So we did use this phrase in that sentence, be traced back to. Now when you trace something back to something else, you try to find where that thing first began, just like we talked about in origin. In other words, you're going back in time to find something's origin. As an example, we might say, the chocolate we know and love today can be traced back to ancient groups in Central and South America.
Something be traced back to, 后面再加一个时间点呢，代表是某事物的起源。那这个用法呢，通常都是被动态出现的。网漫的起源呢，可以被追溯回1940到1950年代，当时南韩的漫画产业变得越来越受欢迎。And actually, 漫画 sounds like Chinese.
Is it Chinese?
Yes,
really sure.
I think it's Korean, but it sounds like Chinese.
It does a little, yeah, you're right. Okay, so continuing on, let's find out what kind of happened back then. It says, back then, artists mainly drew short comics about war and the government.
Oh, 那这边他说到的 artist 是艺术家，不过呢，这边指的是漫画家。在那个时候啊，漫画家主要画的是关于战争和政府的短漫画。Did this change?
Well, it did change in a certain way, but not the way you might think. It says here, however, in 1961, General Park Chung-hee took over the government and strictly censored the media.
Mm.
Okay, so not in a good way is what we're saying. Mm-mm. So when you take over something, somebody takes control or is in charge of that thing that somebody else used to be in charge of. So one person is in charge and then another person kind of comes in and now that person's in charge. That's what we mean by take over. Here, we're saying that a general took over the country or took control of the country. As another example, we could say, Gil wants his daughter to take over the family business when he stops working.
To take over something 代表的是接任、接管某事物。那1961年的时候啊，这个朴正熙他接管政府。He strictly censored the media.
Okay, we use the adverb strictly in that sentence, so talking about strictly censoring something. Now, this adverb describes things that are done in a way that must be obeyed. If someone strictly controls something, the people doing or working with that thing must follow all the rules of the person in charge, for example. Here's another way we might use strictly.In some countries, the law strictly forbids drinking alcohol.
Strictly 这个副词呢是严格的。那如果我们把字尾 ly 拿掉，你会看到一个形容词叫做 strict， 严格的。那另外在句子当中呢，我们还看到 censor 这个动词是审查。所以文章说到啊，新政府当时严格审查媒体。How long did it last?
Quite a long time, actually, almost 20 years. It says here, this lasted until 1979.
Oh, so 这个状况呢延续至1979年。Were they able to draw what they liked to draw?
During those years? No, they weren't.
No.
The government wouldn't let them draw basically anything. But here it goes on and it says, after that,Manhwa artists were free to express themselves again. So this is some good news. They were free to express themselves. Express here is a verb, and it means to communicate how you feel or think about something by using words, art, or gestures. For example, we could say, Jezebel expressed her feelings of sadness by writing poetry. So maybe her poetry wasn't very happy. It was about being sad.
Express 这个动词呢是表达，那它的名词啊是 expression. 什么是 facial expressions? 那个就是面部表情。那文章说到呢1979年之后啊漫画家得以再次自由地表达自己。They were free again to draw what they wanted to draw.
Exactly. So, as you can see, this probably developed into the cartoons and webtoons we know today. So it did take a few years. But here it says, in the early 2000s, manhwa moved online and the webtoons popular today were born.
好、oh, 所以在2000年代初期漫画开始移到网络上面了。那现在受欢迎的网络漫画就出现了。
So when these cartoons moved online, an interesting thing happened. Here in the article, we learn about it. It says, two Korean websites, Daum and Naver, lead the pack with webtoons. Now, we see the phrase lead the pack in that sentence, and we're actually going to talk more about that phrase. So let's hear about it from our friends now.
Pocket phrase go!
今天呢，爸爸第一季娃娃哦，这位就是我们将来的酋长 He's going to lead our pack 而我部落的长老拉菲奇将会帮助他我们看到 pack 这个单字呢就是一群一群动物例如呢 A pack of hounds 一群猎犬而我们说呢 lead the pack 就是呢这群动物里面跑在最前面的例如呢我们的辛巴将来呢就要领导我们所有动物部落成为万兽之王既然是万兽之王自然呢是在万兽之上所以 lead the pack 这个片语呢就引申为居领先地位的意思咯例如呢这家公司研发实力很强 The company leads the pack in artificial intelligence research 这家公司呢在人工智慧科技领域呢领先其他厂商一样的意思啊你呢可以把 pack 换成 field 领域 The company leads the field in AI research OK 一样的意思注意到呢在什么领域里面领先呢我们就用 in 什么领域除了呢我们在什么领域里面领先于别人我们呢也可以说领先于什么人之前这个时候呢我们就可以用 ahead be ahead 或者是呢 get ahead of somebody 就表示呢领先于谁例如呢我们的辛巴长大之后呢将会比他的同班同学都优秀 he will be ahead of the rest of the class哈哈哈有我的教导这是当然的咯
Okay, so we're saying here by lead the pack that these two websites, Daum and Naver, are the biggest producers of webtoons in South Korea. Now, they're not the only ones, but they're sort of the ones that people hear about the most.
Yeah, so Daum 跟 Naver 这两个是南韩网漫界的领头羊。
Now let's find out why they're sort of the leaders of the pack. It says here, they allow anyone to publish them, that's webtoons, and readers decide if the webtoons are good or bad. So it's kind of like we're not saying that like they have a lot of editors that look over and say, yes, you can publish this, yes, you can publish that. It's like the readers say, yeah, I want to read this, it's good.
所以 publish 这个动词呢是出版发表那 Daum 跟 Naver 这两个网站呢让任何人都可以发表网漫并且让读者决定被发表的网漫是好是坏 It's like the rating websites for movies
Exactly, it's like a Rotten Tomatoes
Yeah.
You know, you can go on and see what do people think about this movie All right, here it also says Webtoon artists can make money this way with advertisementsOr by making their webtoons pay to read. Now, here's what they're going to do. They're going to say, oh, I want to make money, so I'll put advertisements on my webtoons. Now, an advertisement, this noun, is a set of written words or a video that is used to sell things to people. You might also know it by saying ad, just A-D. We also say that word.Now, advertisements or ads can be seen everywhere, on websites, in newspapers, in your phone games, anywhere that people can put advertisements, they will, because that way, more people will buy their stuff. Here's an example. Luke always changes the channel when the advertisements come on because he doesn't like to watch them.
Advertisement 这个名词呢是广告，那我们通常都简称 ad 就可以了。那网络漫画家呢可以在网络上借广告赚钱 ，or they can make their webtoons pay to read.
Exactly. Now, pay to read here just means that you can only read the webtoons after you pay for them. So maybe they'll give them like one free webtoon or two free webtoons, and then after that you have to pay for them.
所以就是读者付费的意思。Do you read webtoons?
Well, let's talk about that in our For You chat,
okay.
which we're going to right now.
For You chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, do you enjoy reading comics? Why or why not? And of course, we can include webtoons in this.
Webtoons. Mm-hmm. Actually, I used to read comics a lot.
Okay.
Especially the ones from Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Like Crayon Shinchan.
Okay.
Happy Shashin, do you know that
I
character?
I don't know it.
No? But I don't really have time to do it now, though.
Okay, so maybe you're just reading other books and you just don't have time for comics.
Right.
Okay. I can say I have never really read comics before. I've always been a book person. If I see a comic book in front of me, I'll sit down and read it. Like when I was young, we used to have the Archie comics with
Archie
Betty
comic.
And Veronica and Archie and Reggie.
Yeah.
These comics about some kids in high school that have actually been around for a really long time. And there's even a TV show on Netflix about those characters now. So I used to read those when I was young, but now I don't really read any comics.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I did like to, and I would probably like to now. I'm just not really as interested in the stories, I guess.
So you enjoy more reading novels, right?
Novels, yeah. That's more what I like to read. But I guess if someone put a comic in front of me, I don't think I would say
it.
No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, what about you guys? Maybe you guys really like them. Maybe you don't. You guys can talk about it. For today, we have to say goodbye. So I'm Erin.
I'm Elsie. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the world of webtoons. The rise of the internet has meant that traditional forms of media have been going out of fashion. It has even shaken up the comic book industry. These days, online comic strips, particularly South Korea's webtoons, are getting all the attention. Webtoons' origins can be traced back to the 1940s and 1950s, when South Korea's manhwa, or comics industry, grew more popular. Back then, artists mainly drew short comics about war and the government. However, in 1961, General Park Chung-hee took over the government and strictly censored the media. This lasted until 1979. After that, manhwa artists were free to express themselves again. In the early 2000s, manhwa moved online, and the webtoons popular today were born. Two Korean websites, Dom and Naver, lead the pack with webtoons. They allow anyone to publish them, and readers decide if the webtoons are good or bad. Webtoon artists can make money this way with advertisements or by making their webtoons pay to read.
Vocabulary Review.
Media. This artist has worked in a variety of media, such as film, drawing, and painting. Attention. Susie has been paying close attention to everything Frank says. Origin. Scientists recently made an interesting discovery about the origin of humans. Strictly. My parents brought me up very strictly. They always made me study hard and clean the house. Express. Dad expressed his thanks to the man who found our cat and brought it back home. Advertisement. The magazine includes many advertisements for different kinds of products.